For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. Charlottesville's interim city manager will resign in a few weeks. Job growth in parts of the Shenandoah Valley is booming. Habitat for Humanity will host a home ownership application event in Elkton. And the spotted lanternfly threatens crops in the Commonwealth. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, October 13th. Charlottesville's interim city manager will officially resign at the end of this month. On Tuesday, Chip Boyles told Charlottesville City Council that he wanted to step down after disputes over who will lead the city's police department. In a letter, Boyles highlighted that his decision to fire the city's police chief impacted his relationships with the community and the mayor, as well as his personal well-being. Boyles' resignation will be effective October 29th. Federal data shows uneven job growth in Virginia, but areas of the Shenandoah Valley are doing quite well, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
The Shenandoah Valley is seeing a jobs boom. According to new numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Winchester is seeing the largest growth, almost 5% growth in employment over the last year. Stanton and Harrisonburg also posted some of the strongest numbers across Virginia.
I've spoken to at least five manufacturers who have had their best year ever.
Cynthia Schneider at the top of Virginia Regional Chamber of Commerce.
And I think it's because of product innovation during the COVID-19 situation. You saw people having to look at how they ran their businesses with new eyes and from a new perspective, and it encouraged new innovation of new product lines.
Early in the pandemic, manufacturing took a hit. Michael Farron at George Mason University's Mercatus Center says what we're seeing now is a reaction to that.
People actually had more money to spend on goods because they weren't able to spend it on other forms of entertainment or travel. So manufacturing actually made the wrong bet. They guessed the wrong direction and has been trying to catch up since then.
At the other end of the spectrum is Lynchburg, which saw 0% job growth over the last year. Michael Pope.
An expert who follows mail problems says Postal Service data may not accurately capture the issues in Charlottesville. The Daily Progress reports that for weeks, some residents of Charlottesville reported not receiving any mail at all. Steve Hutkins is a retired professor of English at New York University and has been following the Postal Service for years. Postal data shows that 94% of mail arrives on time in the Richmond District, which includes Charlottesville. But Hutkins says those figures are misleading because they include both Richmond and Charlottesville. The U.S. Postal Service has not given specific information about what is causing the delays, other than staffing problems due to the pandemic. The nonprofit Central Valley Habitat for Humanity returns to the Elkton area on Thursday with a home ownership application event. WMRA's Randy B. Hagee reports.
On Thursday, October 14th, from noon to 6 p.m., those interested in becoming a homeowner with the help of Central Valley Habitat for Humanity can stop by the Elkton Area Community Center to start an application.
We have built there in the past. We haven't built there recently as there was a bit of a shortage on the lots that were available because we acquire all of our land either through donation or through affordable lots that are made available to us. We have recently purchased a few lots in that area, and we know that it has been, you know, historically underserved because it is on the other side of the county.
Kirsten Pittman is their community outreach coordinator. The nonprofit builds homes with volunteer labor so they can afford to sell the finished houses to families on a 0% interest mortgage. Applicants are screened based on income level, residency in Harrisonburg or Rockingham County, financial stability, current housing conditions, and their willingness to put some sweat equity into construction.
This is actually going to be our first time doing a one-day application event. We'll be doing it both here at our office in Bridgewater and at the Elkton Community Center. It's first come, first serve, and we will go over the qualifications of the program with them and take them through phase one of the application, and it shouldn't take more than 5 minutes of their time.
She said applicants don't need to bring any paperwork, but should know the social security numbers of each person over 18 years of age in the household. For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
Virginia's pandemic grant program distributed $120 million to small businesses and nonprofits through the early months of this year. However, new analysis shows the Rebuild Virginia program didn't reach all applicants equally, as Ben Pavier with Partner Station VPM reports.
Black business owners got an average grant of roughly $20,000, compared to nearly $43,000 for white-owned businesses.
Black businesses are treated like black people.
Andre Perry is a senior research fellow at the Brookings Institute. He says black entrepreneurs struggle to access the financing they need to grow because of systemic racism. For Perry, that includes the distribution of pandemic relief.
The data that you see around who got COVID relief funds is really a reflection of how we value people, how we value suffering.
Virginia's program is based on reimbursements for expenses like payroll. But black-owned businesses in the U.S. average one-sixth the revenues of other firms and are less likely to have employees. A spokesperson for Rebuild Virginia declined to comment on the disparities.
Ben Pavier reporting. Dominion Energy will begin disconnecting service for customers who are 2 months behind on their bills. NBC 12 reports that since Virginia is no longer in a state of emergency during the pandemic, utility companies can resume disconnecting services for unpaid balances. Dominion says that customers should not be alarmed if they receive a robocall from the company warning them about balances due. However, company officials say if someone calls and threatens to shut off power immediately if a customer does not pay up at that moment, it could be a scam. Payment plans and additional assistance are available at 1-866-DOM-HELP. An invasive species of insect is spreading across Virginia, threatening grapevines and other crops. Once again, WMRA's Randy B. Hagee reports.
The Fort Collier Civil War site in Winchester is essentially ground zero for Virginia's infestation of spotted lanternflies. The insects, which are native to Asia, can be found swarming all over tree trunks there.
They're feeding on the sap and they excrete a bunch of waste. Their poop is called honeydew, and so that coats everything around. Then a fungus called sooty mold starts growing on that, and that's what we see on these surfaces, on the plants, around the tree trunks, that's turning everything black.
Mark Sutphin is an extension agent with the Virginia Cooperative Extension's Frederick County office.
We also see a lot of other insects start to become attracted to these areas. They're coming for the sugar water in the honeydew, they're coming for the oozing sap, and everything that's fermenting. You see lots of yellow jackets, a few European hornets, some ants, and other insects. So for this situation in the backyard, it's not really a pleasant experience.
Yeah, and there's kind of a musty smell in the air. Is that?
Yeah, it's the fermentation of the honeydew and sooty mold and the oozing sap. At times it will smell stronger, like vinegar.
The bugs were first identified in Frederick County in 2018. The adults are about an inch long with pale gray wings that have black spots and are rounded at the ends. Usually tucked underneath, their hind wings are a crimson red. They're believed to have been brought to Virginia on a shipment of landscaping stone from Berks County, Pennsylvania, where the U.S. infestation originated.
Spotted lanternfly really is a pest on multiple fronts. It's an agriculture pest primarily, and our greatest concern is going to be for grape growers, so wine grape growers. The Virginia vineyard industry is on high alert and concerned about this pest. We've just seen the first positive vineyards here in Frederick County this year.
Spotted lanternflies also feed on a number of trees, including red maple and black walnut, and they're good at getting around.
There's a lot of industry in this region. A lot of goods are moved up and down the I-81, I-66 corridor, Pennsylvania Interstate 70, where there's infestation up there too. So it's unfortunately a good hitchhiker, really, at all life stages.
Winchester and the counties of Frederick, Clark, and Warren are currently under a quarantine meant to contain the infestation. So business owners in those localities who transport products like lumber or outdoor household items outside the quarantine area have to go through training from the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services and inspect their shipments for any spotted lanternflies or their eggs.
We would ask that the private citizens and residents adhere to the same kind of best management practices as well. Right now we've got the adults laying eggs, and the egg masses contain 20 to 30 eggs. Those get laid a lot of times on the underside of horizontal branches, rusty metal, a fence post, an outside bench or grill, patio furniture.
outside of the quarantine area, smaller breeding populations have been identified in Lynchburg and the counties of Shenandoah, Page, Rockingham, Augusta, Rockbridge, Prince William, and Albemarle. One of the most helpful things landowners can do, he said, is to remove an invasive tree species from your property that's the lanternfly's favorite host.
Tree of Heaven, Ailanthus altissima, is the scientific name. Sometimes people will also call that paradise tree. I've also heard it called by a lot of locals in this region also sumac.
Not to be confused with the native species of sumac. With Tree of Heaven,
that can be one difficult species to deal with, and that's one we wouldn't recommend just cutting or mowing. Typically, you're going to have to include some herbicide in your management plan. Otherwise, they will sprout aggressively from the cut stump and the entire root system.
If you see spotted lantern flies anywhere in Virginia outside of the quarantine area, contact your local extension agent and let them know. For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
Former President Barack Obama is coming to Richmond. Obama will headline a rally for Democrat Terry McAuliffe on Saturday, October 23rd. This weekend, First Lady Jill Biden and voting rights advocate Stacey Abrams will stump for McAuliffe as he tries to win back the executive mansion. The First Lady will appear with McAuliffe in Enrico on Friday. Abrams, also a former candidate for governor of Georgia, will be in Norfolk on Sunday. Polls show McAuliffe holding a thin lead over Republican Glenn Youngkin in the race for governor of Virginia. For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day.